Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that's guaranteed to make your day a little brighter. With me today, as always, is the one and only New York Times and internationally best-selling author, Kerry Jones.
And with me is Sean Farrar, husband...
extraordinaire.
Former cop... former Floridian and current Mainer and business owner. Dogs Are Smarter Than People is the podcast that gives you writing tips, life tips. It's adorably quirky, and we always start with a random thought.
You know, I just want to say, we are not responsible for anything caused by you paying attention to any of our life tips, even though they're all diamonds.
Diamonds.
Or diamonds in a rough.
Random thought in the car.
Are we recording now?
Yeah, I'm recording now.
I just took a bite.
Well, I told you not to eat.
So what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of losing the people I love. He laughs. He laughs. He's laughing.
Oh. It's a very dear and heavy thing.
And downhill skiing. But mostly, if you keep eating your chicken salad sandwich, I'm not going to be learning. We can't do a random thought.
Why not?
Because you're eating and it'll all be me monologuing and I'm not funny.
No, I can talk.
Alright.
I'm not funny either.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Someone just emailed us and said we were hilariously funny. Hopefully in a good way. I don't know. I'm a little worried about that.
That's sad.
I used to be afraid of public humiliation, but I think I'm getting over that, apparently.
Not into it. Over it.
Today at Banff, when we were leaving, so we could go home and take showers and not and take care of the kitty and not ruin Mike's leech field, I put on my coat inside out in front of everyone, and they all were like, as I was putting it on, because everyone noticed except me.
I didn't.
That was publicly humiliating.
But they told you.
They did. As they laughed hysterically at me.
And how'd you feel about it?
I didn't really care. I'm kind of used to messing up.
So you're getting over it?
Well, you know...
Is that what we decided, or getting into it? Did it turn you off?
No!
Oh, okay.
No! Oh!
Man, this road seems a little bit icy right here.
Right here. Uh-huh. So we're driving back to Banff right now. We went to the grocery store to get our old people things, and Sean realized he was very, very hungry. And it started snowing, because Maine... and winter, and now Sean just opened up the window, and the road is slippery, which it wasn't just like at 10 minutes ago, right? Yeah, and
it's all right.
That's our update.
The old Subaru will get us there.
The old Subaru.
She's a member of the 100,000 mile club.
You know what my blog post for Monday is about?
No.
I shall tell you. It is about Bigfoot.
Subarus?
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And also about, like, being afraid of success.
Yeah, and?
Do you know why people are afraid of success?
Because of Bigfoot?
No. No. No.
Why?
Do I need to link the Bigfoot thing? I've been at a party, so I've been trying to make my story short. Because you know how people have no attention spans at parties?
Have you been telling stories at the party?
Everything I tell is a story.
Well, I know
I'm incapable of conversation, I think, which is a flaw.
No, I don't think so. Because I think a lot of conversations... bull.
Bull.
Poopy. Bull poopy.
Bull poopy. It's bull poopy, people. What were we talking about? Oh, all right. Why are people afraid of success?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Well, are you going to take a guess?
I can't think of a reason to be afraid of success.
All right. With success comes responsibility.
Yeah,
like, with success,
sense.
You have to deal with new things that you might not be used to dealing with, right?
Right.
With success, if you fail, nothing really changes. But if you succeed, things do change.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think the reason we haven't started our own business is because we're slightly afraid of how things could change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're afraid of going bankrupt and stuff. But I think a just as big fear is, what's our life going to be like if we do this?
Exactly.
You know? And that's interesting to me. And it all relates to Bigfoot, because when I was a little kid, I was searching frantically for Bigfoot, as I talk about in that blog post, so I won't reiterate the story. And I was in the woods and I heard a growl, and did I go towards the growl?
I don't know.
To be fair, I was in like second grade.
I don't want to
did
play
I
a
go
story for you,
did I go towards the growl? No, I ran away.
Right.
I regret that. I mean, I could be dead now, but
a lot of regrettable things in life.
But the point is, my whole goal at that time was to find Bigfoot. I actually hear a growl, and what do?
You run away.
Yeah.
I know.
I was afraid of my success as personified by Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It's just like how we haven't started a new business yet, because then if it turns out to be successful, we won't be able to finish the bus with which we're going to travel the country and videotape our
right.
Bigfoot hunting sessions.
I didn't know we were doing that, but I like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm a storyteller, too, baby.
You're a liar is what you are.
What's the difference?
There's a big difference!
Huh?
Oh, my word. There's a big difference.
I just wove a couple stories I saw on Netflix together in my head.
Can we look for trolls, too?
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll look for trolls. Can I start like a GoFundMe for troll hunting?
The troll hunting.
I laugh.
You know what they say, if you hear a witch, there's always going to be a troll nearby.
So. Oh, you're my troll, baby.
Uh-oh, that was
you're
harsh.
You're my troll. You're my troll,
here,
baby.
Here, give me a fist bump, because that was genius, but it was so harsh.
So for this week's podcast, what we are talking about is what, man?
Trolls, baby.
So it's really troll me up and how to ignore the trolls. So what is a troll? A troll is someone who's a poop. That's a really mellow word for it, but you know what I mean, right?
I'm going to take me a troll.
No, really, let's try to be academic. A troll, noun, is a person who makes a deliberately offensive or provocative online post, or a deliberately offensive or provocative post online. Sean!
Sorry, that has to happen.
Sean just made a
lot of
noise.
Apologize for my noise. It's done
so
over
much
with.
Noise. He even moved the desk.
Troll.
So a troll is someone officially online who just tries to provoke or be offensive, right? But I think that sometimes there are trolls in your real life, too.
You mean like for fishing?
No, not for fishing, man. But we were just, as you know, at a fantastic weekend event where we slept over at a friend's house and there were tons of people there, right?
Yeah.
And you know how occasionally there's just going to be one person who just tries to provoke everybody else.
You're trying to say there's real life trolls.
Yeah, man. Not you.
Not the club dragon kind, but
just
the mental kind.
Yeah, it's like they have that same online troll attitude a little bit in their real life. You know, provoke you and they offend you and they're really just
sometimes it's almost like they take pride in it.
Yeah, they do. Some of them do. So not talking about that, but they'll call out the simplest thing. You'll get somewhere and you'll whisper something because people are sleeping upstairs and you're right by the door and they'll be like, why are you whispering? And you'll be like, do I really have to explain it all to you? Why are you criticizing me for whispering? I don't know you. You know, it's that kind of stuff.
I do.
And then there's just people who are like, hey, did you hear about the person that you hate? They're just trying to make you
provoke you.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes they're just trying to make conversation, but sometimes they're just
Trying to sell.
Hate.
Yeah, man. So, for the online people, why do they troll? All trolls are different, and everything's a generalization, obviously. But usually, online trolls troll because they're bored and they want some attention. Why are you giggling?
That's like the most used definition ever in the world.
I know.
It covers so many ailments.
No, they just want attention.
They're bored.
You know, they may have burned down your house, but you know, they're just a little insecure.
Right.
And here's the thing. You don't want to feed them. That's the number one rule. It's incredibly hard not to feed the trolls, which means respond to the trolls. Especially, this is hard if they're attacking your friends or your fans. But even if you aren't a massively well-published author with a fan base of 5 million trillion, or you're not Chris Hemsworth, or you're not Chris Evans, or you're not a Chris, I guess. Like, you're just not a super famous person. You can still attract the attention of people who want that negative attention. And you have to try not to give it to them. The more you feed the troll, the louder and the livelier and the bigger they get. It's like Pinocchio's nose growing every time he lied. Every time you respond to a troll, they get bigger and stronger.
That's right.
Yeah. So our second hint is what, Bay?
Have rules to deal with trolls.
That's right.
That's right. Carrie has procedures where she almost always ignores trolls. Almost being the key word in that sense. She blocks or she bans them from her feeds if they are spouting hatred or doing a lot of hate language. If she knows them in person or if she's interacted with them before in a positive way, she gives them a warning. If that person reacts with hate or if they continue to troll, she blocks or bans them. She has banned other published authors before. She has banned people that she's given gifts to.
And then they put one-star reviews on every review site for every book by every Carrie Jones ever, which is so sad for the other Carrie Joneses.
That's true.
I know, there's a nice Carrie Jones with a quilting book who's been given one-star ratings because of my troll.
Wow, that's crazy. They don't even pay attention.
I feel so badly for them. The other Carrie Joneses of the world.
I know. It's hard because she has set rules. She can look back to those and deal with less inner emotion.
Why are you laughing?
I didn't really enunciate that sentence well.
Oh,
you know.
That's okay, babe.
But the thing is, yes, it's hard for you to abide by your rules all the time because you're such a sweetheart. But luckily you have those rules and you set yourself to them, so you have to do it.
And you do it because you don't want to do what, man? From your po-po time, you don't want to do what?
You don't want to,
oh no, it's
escalate the situation.
That's what happens when I talk about the po-po.
Oh, my throat's really dry.
Aww.
And it's really hard to stick by those rules, but you have to so you don't give it to them and escalate the situation. Ignoring their rants usually shuts them down.
Usually. Yeah.
Be cool inside with who you are and what you do.
That's our next tip.
Love yourself. Kinda, sorta.
Love yourself.
When the attacks are personal, it can be so hard. But the thing is that you don't need to try to find a way to feel okay with yourself no matter what other people think. That's because you're already cool with yourself. Who you are and what you want to
do. Did you say yourself?
Or what you do, yeah. There are always going to be people who love what you do, and people who hate what you do, and people who are totally oblivious to what you do. And one of the big life lessons is that you have to ignore those haters.
Ignore the haters.
And you have to also ignore those that are totally oblivious, because...
We'll be oblivious to them, yeah.
It's always going to be like, what? You don't know who I am? Just kidding. Anyways.
So the writing tip of the pod all condensed is, look, when you write, you have to have villains and trolls and characters or situations for your protagonist, also known as your hero, to bounce off and overcome. Sadly, life is like this too, and it can be. So be as sure of yourself as you are of your main character. Have confidence as you write in who you are.
in who you are as a writer and as a person who's just
a liver,
man.
A writer and a liver.
A liver. Livers are very cheap at the grocery store.
Chicken livers.
Yeah. Make the choices you can be proud of and give the middle finger to those trolls because they can't touch you because you are shiny and awesome and confident.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, if you've never had livers before,
oh, no.
They're super awesome. Wait, hold on a second. Okay. So go to the grocery store, buy a tub of chicken livers, take them home, rinse them off, run them through egg wash, and then some flour, throw them into a hot pan full, you know, with a half inch of oil, like 350, fry them up golden brown, put some Louisiana hot sauce on them. Oh, boy. That's good, isn't it, baby?
Yeah, it's super good.
Carrie loves it. It's She's from the north. There we go. Dog tip for life. Dogs just flat out avoid the trolls.
They sniff them out.
Growl at them if they pose an immediate threat.
And move on. If they don't.
And if they don't move on, they give it their all to destroy the threat.
Sean is like a dog. I'm the dog, actually. I'm more like a dog, man. I will, like, destroy
you.
Yeah,
well.
You're kinder than I am.
What? I take offense to that.
I think you're kinder than I am.
What about just a minute ago when we weren't recording?
When you belch?
Yeah, and every time he went to hit the record button, I'd make another noise just because I know it drives you
nuts.
He's
a poop. He's like 5. You're 5 years old, man.
Sometimes.
Gonna be throwing a Rubik's Cube in somebody's eye.
No, that wasn't, no. Sometimes I'm 17.
Anyways, you should choose wisely how you destroy your threat.
Yes, you should. That's how us humans have to be smarter than dogs.
Yeah. Sometimes the dogs need to learn from the humans.
You don't have to just try to bite the crap out of them every time.
Not every time. Choose
your bites wisely.
You can
destroy them in other ways.
You can turn your... You can avert your gaze and pretend they're not there sometimes.
That's right.
That's
Watch
how
this. How'd that make you feel inside,
baby? I feel so broken.
Do you feel crushed inside?
I feel broken and crushed because you're no longer
crushed
looking
little
me in
troll.
The eye.
I love your beautiful eyes.
Okay. I love you too. Sigh.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, babe.
I wish you could have just heard what she said.
No.
Anyways, thanks for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People. This is like one of the most bestest things I do every week.
Oh, that's so sad, buddy.
It's not sad. I love doing this. It makes me so happy.
So please like and subscribe on pretty much all the platforms there are, right?
Yeah.
And you can visit my webpage, carriejonesbooks.blog, for extra tips. A special shout out to Broke for Free and what's the name of the song, man?
I don't know, love. I really don't know.
Man. Broke for Free by Something Owl, right?
Something Owl?
Yeah. And
which is probably not exactly Something Owl, so don't go look up Something Owl.
But thanks to them, we have music clips for our podcast, and the real thank you is in those words with the podcast itself. And
what?
What are you trying to tell me?
I didn't know if you were going to say anything.
Oh, I have a Patreon, and it's starting on February 1st, and you can go hang out and listen to me read a story that's not published yet, chapter by chapter, and get art things if you're a bigger subscriber, and I'll even writing coach you. Writing coach you?
Writing coach you. What starts on the first, though?
I'm going to start reading the chapters for my really cool YA.
Oh, okay, because the site's live now, right?
It's live now, but it's going to start being populated on Friday.
Gotcha.
February 1st.
Sweet!
Yeehaw!
Good job, baby.
Thank you. Good job, baby, you.